Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Did you say that you observed Karen Reed to have blood on her face from providing mouth-to-mouth breaths to Mr. O'Keefe prior to your arrival?
I remember Ms. Reed having blood on her face, presumably from attempting CPR.
Do you remember telling Trooper Proctor on February 8th that you saw her with blood on her face from CPR?
I do.
So you remember that portion of your conversation with Trooper Proctor, correct?
Yes, sir.
But the praying over John, praying over the victim, you don't remember.
I don't remember ever saying that.
And
ever.
And the statement, I hit him to another female, you also don't remember that.
No, sir.
Would it refresh your recollection if you were to look at a report authored by Trooper Proctor? May I?
Yes.
May I direct the witness's attention to the second page, Your Honor?
All right, why don't you take a look at that, sir?
Yeah. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Sir, did you have an opportunity to glance at the report that you were just shown?
Yes, sir.
Does that refresh your recollection about your conversation with Trooper Proctor that he put in a report?
It does not, sir.
So as you sit here, you have no memory of what you just read in this report from Trooper Proctor, the lead investigator on the case?
I have no recollection of ever saying that anybody prayed over anybody ever in this case.
You did see it in his report, though.
Right.
Sustained.
You've admitted under oath that your memory of the events at that time, from that time frame, January, February 2022, is faulty, correct?
No, sir.
In your April 30th, 2024 testimony from last year. You were asked whether or not your memory was a little faulty, and your answer was absolutely, correct?
Could I have a page and number,
please?
Where
is that, Mr. Jackson?
Volume 8, page 151, lines 14 through 16.
Can you read the lines again?
Lines 14 through 16. I'll just allow counsel to get that up.
If we could pose the entire question and give content to it, please.
Okay.
May I?
Yeah, so do you intend to show the whole question?
The whole question that I asked and his answer, yes.
All right, now I'll give you the opportunity on redirect, Mr. Burnham, if it's not. Go ahead.
Is it true that in answer to the question, quote, "So it's fair to say your memory is a little bit faulty as it pertains to that time frame," your answer was absolutely. Correct?
From last year?
What you testified to last year about conversations that you had with Trooper Proctor around February 8th of 2022.
Yes, sir.
And you would agree, as you sit here, that your memory is still faulty about your conversation with him, correct?
With Trooper Proctor? Yes, yeah, sir.
So you're not saying you didn't say that the statement was made to a woman, correct?
Objection.
Are you saying that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, next question.
Thank you. And you're also not saying that you didn't say to Trooper Proctor that you saw Karen Reed praying over John O'Keefe.
Objection.
So I'd like you to ask that differently. Did you say that?
I have no recollection of saying that ever.
Okay. Next question.
My point is, if you have no recollection of it, you're not denying saying it.
Objection.
Are you denying saying it?
Yes.
Okay.
So you do have a recollection that you never said it. Do you understand the difference?
Oh, sir, I don't believe I've ever said praying, that's really not something that I would have said. I didn't see it that day. It didn't happen. I don't remember ever saying prayed.
You didn't
in regards
see it that,
to this case ever.
You didn't see it that day, and it never happened. That was your words just now, correct?
Break that down for me.
You didn't see it that day, and it never happened. That's what you're saying about the praying statement, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in that same exact statement, you also included the phrase, "I hit him," correct?
No, sir.
In the statement that you made to Trooper Proctor?
The report that Trooper Proctor wrote?
Correct.
Again, I don't remember ever saying the words praying over him. I do distinctly remember I hit him, I hit him, I hit him.
Which doesn't appear in that report, does it?
Objection.
I'm going to sustain that, Mr. Jackson. You directed him only to page 2.
Understood, Your Honor. I'd like to show you a short portion of a video, the same video that you were asked to look at on direct examination. And Your Honor, I pray to the court, I can certainly mark it as a defense exhibit or for identification.
So is this going to be an exhibit by agreement?
It is.
Okay, it is.
So we now that Madam Court Reporter, thank you.
Okay. to the court, Omar.
Thank you, Your Honor. With the court's permission, may I play a portion of that video for the jurors, publish it.
Okay. Which portion, so people know?
I'm going to start it at about, I want to say 6:55.
Okay. Mr. Walken, could you cue that up?
Before you play it, can we have it on that screen as well, or is it only playing to this screen?
I don't know. When Ms. Gilman did it, it was both. Great.
There we go. All right. Before we play it, can I ask you a quick question about this?
Sure.
It appears that this is paused. Do you recognize this as being the same video that you were shown this morning by Mr. Brennan?
I do.
All right. Describe the scene.
So that is 34 Fairview Road. The lights in the background, I believe it is either right as we pulled up or right as we're pulling up.
Okay. Same dash cam video.
Yes, sir.
Can we scroll this to the 6:55 runtime spot, please? Pause it. Okay. Do you see the individual on the left? Far, far, far left.
Yeah, the jacket?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
I believe that's Firefighter Flamati.
You previously indicated that when you heard Ms. Reed make this statement, that Firefighter Flamati was on his knees providing CPR at the same time you were knelt down providing the airway.
This isn't when it was stated.
That's not my question. Is that what you said?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. You indicated earlier when you heard this statement by my client, you were very detailed, Firefighter Flamati was knelt down providing chest compressions at the same time you were knelt down providing airway support for Mr. O'Keefe, correct?
I had also said that at some point
I'm going to let the witness answer the question.
Had transferred CPR to Firefighter Kelly. Firefighter Kelly did take over compressions at one point.
Okay. That's not my question.
Okay.
My question's an easy one. Did you say that when Ms. Reed walked over to you and you had this dialogue with her, she made that statement that Firefighter Flamati was on his knees providing chest compressions at the same time you were knelt down providing airway support?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Firefighter Flamati, your testimony, appears to be standing up. Right there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's play the video forward for just a second. Stop it. What did you see Firefighter Flamati do just now?
I believe he just knelt down.
Okay. So at this point, he's kneeling for the first time, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he's about to provide chest compressions as your memory serves, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go ahead and play it forward. Pause. Do you see my client in that photo? In that clip?
No, sir.
You didn't see her?
Oh, no, I did see her, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see her on right now.
Right. She just walked off frame, correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and play it forward. Stop it. You see my client walk back into the frame?
Yes, sir.
At this point, you were watching Firefighter Flamati. He appears to be now providing CPR, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And my client is nowhere near you, correct? At least for this clip.
No, sir.
Okay.
Correct.
And the clip that I just played before, the few seconds that I played before, nowhere near you, correct?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and play it forward. please. What do you see happening on the screen from screen right to screen left at this juncture?
We're bringing in the stretcher.
Okay, go ahead and play it. Pause it. Do you see where my client is right now?
Can you back it up 2 seconds? I lost view.
With the court's permission, I need to ask the court's permission. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and play it. Pause. Did you see my client?
Yes, sir.
Where is she in the frame?
Behind that other individual.
Behind the SUV?
I believe she's in front of the SUV and behind the other individual.
Okay. I'm at the SUV, the white SUV that's in...
Yes, sir.
The far distance.
Yes.
That's the back of the SUV. She's behind it, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Not near you?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and play it. Go ahead and pause it. Do you see what firefighter Flamati is still doing throughout this entire clip?
Chest compressions.
Okay, let's go ahead and play it. Pause. What's happening now?
Where Mr. O'Keefe is on the scoop stretcher and he's being transferred to the ambulance stretcher.
So that's the entire time Mr. Flamati, firefighter Flamati, was giving chest compressions. It's captured right here on this video, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now Mr. O'Keefe is up on the stretcher, and you are no longer knelt down?
No, sir.
And firefighter Flamati is no longer knelt down?
No, sir.
And you're now following the stretcher with, it looks like, two or three other EMTs, correct?
I am not in that frame, sir.
Okay, so you've walked away.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go ahead and play it forward. Pause it. You see where my client is?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and play it. Do you see firefighter Flamati or firefighter Kelly continuing to give to chest compressions?
Yes, sir.
Which one is that? Do you know?
I believe it's firefighter Flamati.
Flamati?
I believe so.
Okay. So he's still doing all the chest compressions from start to finish?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's happening right now?
Now we are transferring to ambulance one.
And where's my client?
Right front and center.
May I have just a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
We can move lights up. If I may have just a second. With regard, just a couple of more questions with the court's permission.
Okay.
I'm going to change gears. With regard to what you talked about on direct examination, the hypothermic conditions, you're not a medical doctor, correct?
No, sir.
You don't diagnose patients?
Sir.
You're not diagnosing that John O'Keefe suffered from hypothermia that night?
No, sir.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Can you follow up, Mr.
Brennan? Please.
Firefighter Nuttall, the video the defense just showed you, did you notice any differences between that video and when I showed it to you, and that it doesn't have the time on it?
Yes, those were two different time frames on that video.
And when we spoke about when the defendant said to you, I hit him, that wasn't shown to you in that video just now, was it?
No, it was not.
So if we go back, will you be able to explain where you came from and firefighter Flamati came from, and when you first went over to John O'Keefe?
Sure.
With the court's permission, Ms. Gilman, if you could start that video. I think it is 6:11, please. Now stop it there. Do you see that this exhibit has timestamp on the top?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please continue. Could you stop, please? Do you see the red lights on the left?
Yes, sir.
Is that when you believe that you first arrived?
Yes, sir.
And that note says 6-11-05. Could you continue, please, Ms. Gilman? Please watch to the left. Stop, please. Is that when you first arrive and walk over to help John O'Keefe?
Yes, sir, that's me.
I'll note that the timestamp is 6-11-21. Okay, continue, please. Stop, please. Did you see firefighter Flamati come after you?
Yes, sir.
Was any of this shown to you during those questions?
No, sir.
No. Continue, please. Stop, please. Okay. Do you see the defendant in that screen?
Yes, sir.
Do you see her moving from right to left towards you?
Sustained us to the form.
Okay. What direction do you see her running in that screen from right to left?
She's running towards where the three of us are grouped.
Okay. Please continue. Stop, please. Is it at that time the defendant said to you that she hit him?
Yes, sir.
And you remember that?
I do.
Okay. I'm done with the tape. Thank you very much. Now, you were asked questions about your memory?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you were asked the questions about Trooper Proctor, when you were saying that you didn't remember, were you referring to the conversation with Trooper Proctor, or were you suggesting you didn't remember what happened that morning?
I don't remember the interview with Trooper Proctor. I remember it happened. I don't remember the substance of what was discussed entirely. What? I remember we discussed that morning, but...
Do you know if that conversation was recorded or just a conversation between you and the trooper?
I do not know if it was recorded.
You asked questions. I want to ask you about questions on Mr. O'Keefe. And you mentioned that there was some type of blood clotting on the back of his head?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You noticed there were abrasions on his right arm?
Yes, sir.
You noticed there was a hematoma on the right side of his head?
Yes, sir.
Did you see any bruising on his right knee?
I don't recall, sir.
Did it stand out to you that all of his injuries, all of them that you saw other than the cut on the back of the head, that they were all on his right side?
Yes, sir.
Did you notice any hematomas on his left side?
I did not.
Did you notice any scratches or abrasions on his left side?
I did not.
Did you notice any marks that would be consistent with an altercation on the left side of his body?
I did not.
You were asked about the cause and you said that you don't know the cause. You weren't there, were you?
No, sir.
You asked if it was consistent with being punched and you said it could be.
Yes, sir.
Could it be consistent with being clipped by a car?
Objection.
Sustained us to the form.
You were asked questions about clothing.
Yes, sir.
And you had at one point said you thought that Mr. O'Keefe was wearing a winter jacket. Do you have any memory that when you first got there, or when you first got there, do you have any memory whether there were any towels wrapped around Mr. O'Keefe's head?
I remember there was a white cloth of some sort on the scene.
Okay.
And when you were asked about your memory regarding the clothing, was the clothing of what was utmost importance to you at that time?
No, sir.
And why is that?
I was, again, focused on Mr. O'Keefe's airway and ventilation.
Okay. And when you were asked about the clothing, do you remember if you added anything else about your certainty or uncertainty about clothing when you previously gave a statement or testimony?
I believe when I testified last year, I did note I had no part in removing any articles of clothing or anything like that. That was not my job in the back of the truck.
Do you remember any recognition of the fact whether you were certain or not about clothing?
Repeat the question, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, is there anything that would refresh your memory about what you had said about clothing?
Objection.
Ask a different question first.
You had mentioned that you had some difficulty about clothing. Do you remember what you had previously said?
I remember there was some difficulty of getting the individual's fingers through clothing just because they were so cold. They were difficult to manipulate. Just they really was not conducive to getting clothing off easily.
Okay. You met with me 3 times?
Yes, sir.
I had not met you before any of your prior testimonies, had I?
No, sir.
Do you remember meeting with me and discussing this case with me?
I do.
Do you remember me asking you to tell me what you remember?
I do.
Do you remember what I told you about testimony when you come into court?
Yes, sir.
What would I tell you?
I remember we discussed that just tell the truth.
Did I tell you that it doesn't matter, there is no side, doesn't matter if it helps or hurts, that you just tell the truth?
Sustained.
Did I ever suggest to you that you should stick to a story?
No, sir.
Did I ever suggest to you you should offer your testimony in any certain way?
No, sir.
When I talked to you, did I ever ask you to say anything about your testimony to this jury?
No, sir.
Other than what?
Speak to the jury.
Did I need to tell you to tell the truth?
No, sir.
And in telling the truth, did the defendant say to you, I hit him, I hit him?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Yes, sir. 3 times.
And in fact, do you remember, in addition to her saying, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him, when you asked her the question, kneeling down over John O'Keefe's body, do you remember if you ever talked about other times that she said it, not to you?
I do not.
Okay.
The answer is I do not. Next question.
Okay. Do you remember testifying previously in this case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember at all discussing whether or not, after she left you, whether or not the defendant was still talking and speaking?
I'm sorry, sir. Repeat the question.
Do you remember, after the defendant left you and made that statement to you, do you remember talking, did you hear her speak to other people after you?
I heard her having conversations in the background, but that was not my focus at that time.
Okay. And during those conversations in the background, did you hear her talk about that same issue again?
I believe she said it several times, but the 3 times she said it to me were what stuck out to me.
Okay. And when she said it to other people, it wasn't directly to you?
No, sir.
So watch the form of the question, Mr. Blake.
And when she said it to
the objection.
When she said it to other people, do you know who she said it to?
I do not.
I'll allow it. So the answer is I do not.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember when she said it other times who she said it to?
I'm going to see counsel at sidebar for this.
Okay. Sir, after the defendant came over to you and spoke and then left, do you remember hearing her make further statements?
Yes, sir.
And do you remember her making further statements similar?
I do.
To the statement to you?
Yes, sir.
Could you share with the jury what you remember her saying, not to you, but after she left you?
I remember hearing I hit him several other times. Again, not directed to me, just kind of off in the background. I'd like to reiterate, we were really focused on the patient at that point. We were trying to provide care.
Thank you, sir.
So now, after Mr. Brennan asks you a few questions, now you remember her saying, I hit him a bunch more times, correct?
I remember hearing it in the background several other times.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Never mentioned that on direct examination, did you?
I remember being asked about it, sir. I remember saying what was asked to me.
You were asked, did you ever hear the defendant, Ms. Reed, say anything about I hit him? And your answer was, she said to me, in answer to my question, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him, three times, and that's it?
To me.
You didn't clarify that, oh my gosh, she's running around like a chicken with her head cut off, screaming I hit him to everybody else under the sun.
It was, again, it was behind me, in the background,
right,
as I was providing patient care. Again, that was not my focus.
Okay, so you didn't really hear her say anything in the background, because you weren't focused on that, right?
I remember hearing a generalized commotion in the background, but again, that was not our focus.
So generalized commotion is very different than hearing her say, I hit him, to other people, correct? You'd agree with that?
Yes, sir.
So what you actually heard was the chaos and the commotion of a chaotic scene. Correct? In the background.
In the background.
As you focused on your patient care, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Not specific words coming out of my client's mouth, correct?
To the question that I posed, do you know him?
You're right. We're off that question.
Okay.
That question, I got it.
Yes, sir.
Triple I hits.
Correct.
But with regard to what Mr. Brennan just asked you, the generalized commotion, to use your phrase, in the background, you didn't hear any specific words coming out of my client's mouth, did you?
I heard I hit him, but again, it was in the background and it was not my focus.
Well, why didn't you say that on direct? That's kind of an important point. It's why you're here.
Again, if it was neglected on my part, it was not intentional.
Not intentional to neglect that part for the jurors on direct examination?
No, sir.
Certainly not intentional to neglect that part of your testimony on cross-examination?
No, sir.
But you decided to bring it up on direct, I'm sorry, on re-cross-examination when Mr. Brennan is asking you questions again, correct?
It was asked of me, yes, sir.
And it was after, of course, that your new statement that you've never testified to before, ever, is this generalized commotion included a bunch of I hit hims in the background, correct?
Sir.
And that comes after you saw the video that clearly shows that when you describe having heard this statement, my client was nowhere around you, correct?
That segment of the video that you showed me?
Yes.
That was not the time frame in which she said that to me.
Well, that was the time frame when Flamati was giving CPR, correct?
He was doing CPR down prior to that as well.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, you just testified that you saw him standing up in a big yellow jacket, and then kneel down and start giving CPR. We just watched that video. Correct?
But again, the clip of the video that you showed me, that you showed me,
right,
that was not the segment in which he said that to me.
Well, that's what you're saying now, but what I'm asking is, you described a very distinctive scene, a very, very specific scene.
Yes, sir, I remember it vividly.
She said, the I hit him phrase, when Lamani was down giving CPR, and you were kneeling down, giving airway support, and he was doing rhythmic CPR chest compressions.
Yes, sir, that's what happened.
And then I showed you that very scene, didn't I?
Yes, but you showed me that clip prior to that.
I showed you the very scene that you described where Flamati gets down and starts chest compressions and never stops until the gurney is taken off the frame of the camera to the audience. Isn't that what I showed you?
That is...
Sure. I don't know if I can do it again.
I showed you the scene where firefighter Flamani gets down on his knees, begins chest compressions, and never stops until that gurney is taken off camera, off frame, into the ambulance. That's the clip I showed you, correct?
That is the clip you showed me.
And that's exactly when you described your vivid memory from 3.5 years ago. That's exactly the scene that you described when my client supposedly said, "I hit him," to you, correct?
Again, the clip that you showed me, that was not when it was said. That segment that you showed, that was not when it was said. It was said prior to that, when the three of us were together.
So Flamati was not giving chest compressions then?
He was. The CPR was a continuous effort throughout the resuscitation.
But we saw him start it. Firefighter Nuttall, we saw him start it. We saw him walk into the frame, kneel down, and begin the chest compressions, didn't we?
We did.
And at no point, at that time or after, did my client even approach you, did she, in that clip?
She did.
What?
Objection.
Just a question.
Sure, sure. Do you need to see that clip again?
Yes, please.
We're not going to show the video again. We've seen two videos. Which one is mocked?
The
one with the timestamp in
right.
the top?
It's the exact same video. One has a timestamp, one doesn't. Just to be clear, you described a very detailed scene in which firefighter Flamati got down on the ground on his knees and began CPR.
Yes, sir.
We saw a clip that was, it played fully through.
Mm-hmm.
Starts and stops, but it played fully through, correct?
Yes, sir.
That was true and accurate video of what happened that day.
Yes, sir.
That morning, correct?
Correct.
And from the time firefighter Flamati began his CPR, he never stopped, but all the way through until the gurney was taken off the camera, correct?
Correct.
You also described very clearly before you saw the video that the time when my client walked over and you had this dialogue and you heard this statement, it was during the time that firefighter Flamati is given the CPR. Correct? You described it.
Yes, sir.
But when we actually see firefighter Flamati giving the CPR, as per your description, at no time did my client walk over and have a conversation with you, did she?
She did in the video.
In the portion that Mr. Brennan played you, was firefighter Flamati giving CPR at that point?
As I said previously,
was he or was he not? Yes or no?
Objection.
I'm going to let the witness answer the question.
Firefighters Kelly and Flamati were trading off CPR. Tony started doing CPR, and it was passed off at one point to firefighter Kelly. Firefighter Kelly at that time was a BLS EMT. Firefighter Flamati was a paramedic. They're going to move towards firefighter Kelly performing CPR because at that time his skill set was not as advanced as firefighter Flamati's, as Tony's. But they did switch off. That is a routine cardiac arrest. We switch off compressions.
But the video that Mr. Brennan showed you was earlier in time, a few seconds or a minute or two earlier.
Yes, sir.
You'd agree with that, correct?
I would.
And firefighter Flamati had not begun CP.
And the three of
he.
I don't believe so.
That's right. He hadn't. But that's the time that my client walked over your general area, correct?
Correct.
Before CPR was started, correct?
CPR was started immediately, sir.
Can we wrap this up?
I don't know if we can, Judge.
Give you a couple more minutes.
Do you understand the confusion?
Objection.
Sustained.
All right, a couple more questions on this. The video that Mr. Brennan showed you.
Yes, sir.
And you pointed to and said, oh, that's the time when she walked over and said the statement.
Yes, sir.
Remember that?
I do.
Firefighter Flamati was not even kneeling down giving CPR, was he at that point?
No,
The answer is yes or no?
No.
Okay, he was not. Later, as the video continues to run, at some point, we see firefighter Flamati enter the screen, kneel down in that bright, reflective yellow jacket, and begin CPR, correct?
Yes, sir.
You had previously said that when you heard the statement and she walked over to you, it was when firefighter Flamati was giving CPR, correct?
Yes, sir.
And at no point, you'll agree with me, we just played the video, at no point after he started giving CPR did my client come anywhere near you. Isn't that what the video showed?
That was the segment that you showed me.
You indicated on recross, I'm sorry, on redirect, that Mr. O'Keefe did not have any injuries to the left side of his body.
Not that I recall.
Isn't it true that in addition to the egg on the right side of his head, he also had a black eye on the left side?
I remember that the swelling had started to, it's referred to kind of as raccoon eyes. It's a bruising of both eyes.
Do you remember saying, do you remember saying, in answer to the question, did it look like, in addition to the egg on the right side of his head in the front, did he also have a black eye on the left side? Your answer is, if memory serves correct, yes.
Yes, sir.
So it's not true that he didn't have any injuries on the left side of his body or face, correct?
That swelling kind of migrates over time to both sides. That is a common occurrence for both eyes to be swollen.
Did he have an injury to the left side of his face?
He did not.
Did he have a black left eye?
Yes, he did.
Would you consider a black eye an injury?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you the question again then. Did he have an injury to the left side of his face?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Indicated that it was a chaotic scene outside on that front yard.
Yes, sir.
Fire engines, ambulances, patrol vehicles, engines running, diesel engines, flashing lights, people screaming, people talking over the howling wind, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see the homeowner come out the front door?
I don't recall.
You don't recall, or you didn't?
I have no idea who the homeowner is.
And you never saw anybody come out of the front of the house?
No, sir.
That's all I have.
One issue. Briefly.
I want to see counsel at Dibar.
Sir, in Mr. Jackson's questions, he asked if you had ever said that you heard the defendant say, "I hit him," separate from when she approached you. Do you remember previously testifying that you heard her saying, "I hit him," in the background, separately from you?
Yes, sir.
And you remember testifying that before under oath?
Yes, sir.
In court?
I do.
Anything, Mr. Jackson?
Can I just a second, Robert?
Sorry.
Thank you, if I may.
Yes.
Just a quick question, Firefighter Nuttall. When you were asked to recite your memory of that day on February 8th, 2022, just 10 days after this incident, did you ever say that you heard in the background, I hit him over and over again?
I don't recall.
All right.
When you testified at the grand jury, last question, when you testified at the grand jury, did you ever say that?
I don't recall.
But again, your memory is better now than it was then, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Firefighter Nuttall, you are all set.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, your next witness, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you. The Commonwealth calls Kerry Roberts.
Chrissy, could I have put anything?
In the stand, I did have an exhibit I would like to introduce to play for the jury.
Okay.
And this is clip two.
No objection from the defense?
No, you don't. We're going to play it.
And you're marking this as an exhibit?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you have something for the court reporter to mark?
We can put it on a zip drive. We can discuss collecting all the clips and putting them on the same zip drive, or we can use different zip drives, whatever the court's preference is.
So we need something. So okay. We need something physical. You can play it, and then we'll mark it.
Ms. Gilman, do you have a separate clip?
Jim, is that right?
Thank you. I can have this marked, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, Ms. Roberts, please. Okay, thank you.
All right. We'd like to play this first and then call Ms. Roberts.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Because it's been relived so much. I mean, when I see the video of me driving from the waterfall, like what I just described, tapping the brakes when I crossed the intersection, Washington over Sherman Street, do I actually remember that I kind of slowly proceeded through that green light? No, I don't actually remember that. But I've seen the video so many times that you then question, did I remember on my own? Or was my memory jug? But I also wondered, did I say, could I have hit him? Or was it told to me that I said I hit him, and I knew I never could have said that, so the closest I must have said was, did I hit him? I know I said I hit him, but did I really say it as many times as law enforcement's claiming I said it?
Thank you. I'd now call Kerry Roberts.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the evidence given to the court and jury in the case now in hearing to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, all you God.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
K-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Mr. Brennan, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good afternoon, Ms. Roberts.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Could you please introduce yourself to this jury?
Hi, my name is Kerry Roberts.
Ms. Roberts, where do you live?
I live in Canton, Massachusetts.
How long have you lived in the area for?
I was raised in the Boston area, North Shore, South Shore. I went to high school in Braintree, and I moved to Canton about 12 years ago.
Do you live alone?
No, I live with my husband and two children.
How old are your children presently, this day?
My son is 13, my daughter's 15.
Do you work?
Yes, I do.
Without identifying specifically where, can you share with us a little bit about what you do?
I'm an executive assistant, and I've been with my company for 18 years.
Ma'am,
If you could just move the microphone just a tiny bit closer. Thank you very much. You have two children. You're married.
Yes.
And you live in the area.
Yes.
I want you to tell us whether you know a person by the name of John O'Keefe.
Yes, I do.
Would you be willing to share with us when you first met Mr. O'Keefe?
Well, I went to high school with John in Braintree. He played soccer, I played soccer, so we probably hung out in middle school, but we went to two different middle schools. And then I hung out with him more in high school. He was a year older than me. His sister was 2 years older than him in school, and his brother was younger, so at some point I was in high school with each of his siblings.
Did you at some point become friendly with John O'Keefe?
Yes.
Could you tell us about that?
When his sister Kristen passed away, and then her husband Steve passed away, John, they lived in my neighborhood. John took over for the children and moved into my neighborhood as well.
When John took in the children, did you offer any assistance or any help to him?
Yes. Before John was even going to take over, he was going to potentially move in with his brother-in-law and the children to help out. And then when his brother-in-law passed away unexpectedly, John took over. And I jumped in because I was a friend from high school that he knew, and he had all kinds of people helping, but he sort of said, I'm going to lean on you for right now because I know you best. And I knew his parents and his siblings, and so I introduced him to my husband, and we jumped in. It was, you know, preschool drop-offs, preschool pickups for my son and his son. And just from then until the time of his death, we were just friends, very close friends, and we hung out all the time. The children hung out all the time, and he was the emergency contact list at my children's school to call if something had happened.
Were you close friends before he took over the care of the children?
No, I wasn't very close friends with him then.
Were you close with his family before he took over care of the children?
No.
Did your friendship with him develop after he took care of the children?
Yes.
You mentioned you have a son?
Yes, I do.
And is your son the same age as John's nephew?
Yes.
Was there any common interest or activities that engaged your son with John's nephew?
Well, they went to in-home daycare together. They went to preschool together. They went to pre-K together. And they went to elementary school. They played baseball together since they were T-ball. My son plays hockey. Patrick tried hockey. He didn't like that. So we spent a lot of time at the baseball fields together.
As you spent a lot of time together and had mutual care of children, did your relationship with him grow closer?
Yes.
And can you share a little bit with the jury how close you became?
Well, John was a bachelor, and he didn't have any children of his own. So when he took over for the children, he sort of, you know, leaned on us to kind of guide him and, you know, all the things to do if someone has a headache and, you know, if there's an ear infection, or, you know, he had his mom and dad also helping as well, but I was right up the street. So if I would go to BJ's, I would call and say, you know, can I grab you anything? If I would go to Walmart, you know, any of the places I would call and say, do you need anything? Can I help you? Can I grab something for you? And he did the same. We just sort of all chipped in, helped.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.